At 6:58 p.m., Tommy Ward looked at the camera and stated his name. He had been interrogated for 8.5 hours, and he was physically and emotionally wasted. He was smoking a cigarette, his first of the afternoon, and sitting before him was a soft drink can, as if he and the cops were just finishing up a friendly little chat, everything nice and civilized. He told his tale. He, Carl Fontenot, and Odell Titsworth kidnapped Denise Haraway from the store, drove out to the power plant on the west side of town, raped her, killed her, then tossed her body somewhere near a concrete bunker out by Sandy Creek. The murder weapon was Titsworth's lock-blade knife. "It was all a dream," he said, or meant to say, or thought he said. Several times he used the name Titsdale. The detectives stopped him and helpfully suggested the name Titsworth. Tommy corrected himself and plodded on. He kept thinking, "Any blind cop could see that I'm lying." 31 minutes later, the video was turned off. Tommy was handcuffed, then driven back to Ada and thrown in jail. Mike Roberts was still waiting in the parking lot of the OSBI building. He'd been there for almost 9.5 hours. The next morning, Smith and Rogers called a press conference and announced they had solved the Haraway case. Tommy Ward, age 24, of Ada, had confessed and implicated two other men who were not yet in custody. The cops asked the press to sit on the story for a couple of days until they could round up the other suspects. The newspaper complied, but a television station did not. The news was soon broadcast over southeastern Oklahoma. A few hours later, Carl Fontenot was arrested near Tulsa and driven back to Ada. Smith and Rogers, fresh from their success with Tommy Ward, handled the interrogation. Though a video recorder was ready, no tape was made of the questioning. Carl was 20 years old and had been living on his own since he was 16. He grew up in Ada, in wretched poverty. His father had been an alcoholic, and Carl had witnessed his mother's death in an auto accident. He was an impressionable kid with few friends and virtually no family. He insisted he was innocent and knew nothing about the Haraway disappearance. Carl proved to be considerably easier to break than Tommy, and in less than 2 hours, Smith and Rogers had another taped confession, one suspiciously similar to Ward's. Carl repudiated his confession immediately after he was placed in jail and would later state, "I've never been in jail or had a police record in my life, and no one in my face telling me I'd killed a pretty woman, that I'm going to get the death penalty. So I told them the story hoping they would leave me alone," which they did after I taped the statement. "They said I had a choice to write it or tape it. I didn't even know what the word statement or confessing meant till they told me I confessed to it. So that's the reason I gave them an untrue statement, so they would leave me alone." The police made sure the story got to the press. Ward and Fontenot had made full confessions. The Haraway mystery was solved, most of it anyway. They were working on Titsworth and expected to charge all three with murder in a matter of days. The site of the burned house was located, and the police found the remains of what appeared to be a jawbone. This was soon reported in the Ada Evening News.